Bear Podcast 351.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got off, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both pasty white.
The Matt Bear problem.
Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The second question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification? In
you know, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
No, look at the children. Or we look at them. We're looking at each other. Of course, when we introduce ourselves.
We need to.
We look at there. And
look
then
at
we
the camera. Talking. Look at your camera. Don't look at me.
Okay. Okay, fine. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And we are here in studio again, but we're experimenting on some stuff. And I don't even know if this video thing is going to work. But I hope you guys, you know, it looks well in your
But welcome your to 2011 video podcast, folks.
Yeah. So Ray's over there. So he's just across me.
Well, we're setting this up. So when we do our regular recording and we're sitting in our houses, individual houses, in our underwear, that we can do this and
yes,
we can make sure everything's working and it's going to record correctly and everything's going to be right then. So
hopefully, yeah, we'll be podcasting in their underwear. So that's so. Always good. So Ray, this is episode 351. Welcome to all of you. Happy New Year.
It's the year. Oh, wait a minute.
Episode
the
of
Chinese,
the year.
When does Chinese New Year change?
It's some February.
February. So yeah. we got 2 months to wait then.
Yeah. Well, okay. Next month, sometime mid next month.
Okay.
And we'll probably podcast at a party, right? There's an Asians and Friends party that time. So
oh, that's see. Right.
Okay, so this is a special episode, actually. I guess we get right onto it, right, Ray?
Might as well get onto it.
Yes. Something tragic happened in our family, in the bear community here in Houston. Our friend Carlos Rivera passed away last December 31st, yeah, New Year's Eve. And it's really sad because he was taken away from us really early. He was very young. He was only 33. And it's really sad because we didn't expect it. I mean, we were just laughing with him.
Yeah,
right?
He was supposed to come over to my house Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the call. So it was... It was sudden, unexpected, still hard to deal with. There's a lot of people that just can't believe he's gone. But the last most of this weekend has been dealing with the fallout from him passing, and I guess not fallout, but everything you have to deal with, you know, when something tragic like that happens all of a sudden, and you got a lot of people that love someone very much, and it's kind of hard when they can't say goodbye. So,
yeah, that's true. It was really quick, and that day, New Year's Eve, is really just awkward for many of us because you know people are having a lot of fun because it's New Year's Eve, people getting drunk and everything. But then, in the back of our minds, because we just couldn't let go of the thought of Carlos.
Yep, some of us were getting drunk for other reasons.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. I do have some good memories of Carlos. The last time really that's really made me remember him is whenever we go to the pool. he would lift me up in the pool and throw me around, and then him and Don would do the same. Don would
take your trunks off.
Yes. Well, it's more like they're throwing Asians around. So yeah. That's what he always says.
Oh, that's always fun.
stop throwing Asians around. That's always I would remember Carlos, and I'm really glad to have known him. He's really a great guy. Yeah. Any memories for you? I remember you always bartending.
There are a lot of memories of Carlos. I can't talk about him right now.
Okay.
But he is greatly missed. Will be greatly missed. It's just been a hard weekend, so
yeah, it is.
We'll leave it at that. Carlos, okay. I miss you.
I would say it was awkward last beer bust, actually, because I was taking pictures and, you know.
It was very hard. We did a couple things. Friday night, because everybody had different plans to go do stuff for New Year's, so it all happened real fast. So I contacted as many people as I could to let them know. As soon as his family had been contacted and notified, we put the word out on the rest of the on the street by emails and Facebook information. Since it was so sudden shot, we had 7:30 little meeting at Tony's Corner Pocket, mm-hmm. and toasted a shot to him that we'd miss him. In a very short amount of time, had a very large amount of people there. And then as the night went on and Saturday came in and the new year was here and we woke up and we're still dealing with it, we decided that, Tony, the owner of Tony's Corner Pocket said that, I'll tell you what, since the beer bust is Sunday, any drinks you ring up under the draft beer sales, I'll donate to a charity for Carlos in his name. Mm-hmm. So we put the word out, come to Tony's Corner Pocket Sunday for the normal beer bus social time, hang out, drink some beer, just like Carlos would because he loves beer. He loved beer. Have a good time, reminisce about him, you know, see friends you hadn't seen in a while that could get there. And in just that four-hour period of time, we raised $700 for GCAM.
Oh, okay.
That will be donated to GCAM in Carlos's name, so.
For GCAM.
And there's talks to do another fundraiser. Right now, I don't know if y'all know stuff about the courts. They're getting ready to go into coronations here in Houston, mm-hmm. and elections and stuff. So they're kind of in the middle of that. And unfortunately, if somebody passes, it's like normal life. Life doesn't stop. You have to keep going on. So, yeah. But I think they're going to do something special at the first part of next month, maybe at the end of the social. So.
Yeah.
There's some other stuff in works, but
do you have details of the interment on your?
The memorial service will be this Saturday at Resurrection MCC here in Houston, at 2:00 in the afternoon. Right now, that's about all that's done. They were making the memorial arrangements this evening. They were meeting with the pastor, his family. I'm not sure how many of his family. I know his sister's coming. But I've been told that all of his sisters and his mother's coming. So mm-hmm. they're supposed to be here tonight at around 1 a.m.
Yeah.
So, but the memorial service is on Saturday, so.
Okay. I'll be there. Yeah. I'll definitely be there.
There will probably be a lot of people there.
Carlos will be missed. So, how about a moment of silence?
Okay.
For Carlos. He'll be missed, Carlos. Well, this is the first episode of the year, and we decided to do some predictions for the year. And many podcasts do that already. And it's just that the ones I've been hearing about are all about, you know, tech and stuff, technology and stuff. So I have some, Ray, and I'm kind of jumping on it.
Okay, that's fine.
So let me see. I have predictions here. Okay. It's a little bit more on tech, but on the gay side. Okay, so Growler, I think Growler is going to be, you know, progressing, and they're going to be on the Android. It's not much of a guess. It's not much of a prediction.
It's not much of a guess.
It's inevitable, right?
I'll be surprised if it goes to BlackBerry though.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think most apps now will either be iPhone or Android. And I think back BlackBerry, as far as being a social networking thing.
Who uses BlackBerries anymore?
A lot of.
I still know a lot of people.
People that use BlackBerries.
Yeah.
A lot of sales companies and people work phones are all BlackBerries, mm-hmm. because they're supposedly the top of the line for companies like that doing stuff.
I don't
like that.
BlackBerries.
I've never liked any of them. We have to use them at work, and there's always issues getting the email coming to them, and mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time dealing with trying to get that get the account set up so they get forwarded to the Blackberries, and it's just kind of aggravating to me.
But anyway, so yeah, that's one of my pretty much my prediction. It's going to be on the Android soon. Well, I think they're planning to do it, so it's not much of a prediction. Like I said, it's inevitable. Okay, next is I'm guessing this is totally different. There's going to be another one. I think there's going to be one, at least one, iPhone or Android app that will be for the Bear social networking again. Something that's
is it going to be called Nardville?
Maybe it's Nardville. I don't know. Nardchat. I don't know. I haven't developed any
iPhone it's app. It's a social app for bears where they only get to chat with you.
Oh, that's right. There's going to be a social app for chasers. What there do you think go. Of that?
Chaser app.
A chaser app.
Well,
yeah,
Growler's prediction. Doing pretty good. I've been pretty impressed.
Well, that's true. It's got got lots of
chasers. I've been chatting with the chasers on there, so, it's doing pretty good.
It would be chaser without an E. Oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
Chaser.
Chaser.
Chaser. Yeah. It's just a guess, okay, guys. Okay, moving on.
And its logo will be a toothpick with a smiley face on it.
Yeah, a toothpick. It's a really, really thin. Okay, so another law will be passed that will benefit the GLBT. Like last year, like the last month was the ADT being repealed.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing there's going to be something more progressive or something more. Not necessarily gay
marriage.
It's going
to be interesting to see, because I can't remember. Did the law get overturned in California for the...
Oh, Prop 8?
Prop 8.
For Prop 8, yeah. Yes, I think it's deemed unconstitutional.
Unconstitutional.
Already.
So I think there's going to be some reversal there. And I think hopefully eventually it will have to be put before the Supreme Court. And by that point, hopefully there'll be enough support for it that every state will have to legalize it.
Yeah.
So...
That's true. Okay, so yeah, that's second to the last. The last one that I have here is Ray will get a new TV.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so. That's my prediction for this year.
Hopefully, Ray will get a new TV and an iPad.
And an iPad.
An iPad.
Okay, the second generation iPad.
So, I don't know about that. I'd settle for a first generation as long as I could lay in bed and wouldn't have to have a laptop like this sitting in my lap to do anything. I'd be okay.
Why won't you get that Android one here? I got an Android one, see.
I don't understand.
You don't understand an Android one. This is an Arcos.
I don't see a little Apple sign on it. I can't.
It's not an Apple.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work for me.
No, you didn't like. Okay, do you guys
watching? I see the Apple with the bite taken out.
Oh, you're such a, what do you call this? You're a fanboy. You're a fanboy. You're an Apple fanboy.
I hear about these other stuff besides Apple, but I don't understand.
Yeah. But anyway, it's an Android tablet. It's an Arcos 70. I got this last week, and I'm really happy with it.
Is it cheaper than...
It's a lot cheaper. It's 8 gigabytes and runs Android 2.2. It's small. It's 7 inches, not like... I like 7 inches. 10 inches is too big, like the iPad. Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's really handy.
There are a lot
handy.
Of people out there that
you can
disagree
hold it
with
like
you
that.
About those 3 inches.
Can read it like that. It's really easy. So if you guys are out for for a tablet that is not a Galaxy Tab, you can get an Arcos, and I really like it a lot. So so yeah, that's predictions for the year. Okay,
I predict that great changes will come to my life this year.
Really?
Yes.
You'll be a bottom this year?
No, I don't think it's gonna be that much of a change.
Okay. All right, that's on with the news that you got, Ray.
What news? We got news?
Yeah, we have topics. Yeah, we have news. Okay, this is freaky. This one's freaky, okay?
Oh, you're talking about the sign of the apocalypse?
The sign of the apocalypse, oh my God.
I predict that by 2012, the apocalypse will happen.
We're all going to die.
The birds and fish are already dying.
We should get some kind of they should make some, set up a apocalypse insurance. Something like that, right?
Oh, who knows? I think they tried that with two.
With Rapture, Rapture
Y2K.
Insurance. Oh, they didn't want 2K. Yeah, okay. So. Anyway, so Arkansas game officials probe mystery of falling birds. So, what do they say about that? Do you have a link there?
Well, here's the whole story they're saying.
Okay.
It was fireworks that kids were shooting off in the country terrified the birds to death. Now, if y'all believe that bullshit from the United States government, y'all need to just go on and keep paying your taxes and just You know, don't file taxes. Just let him keep all the money.
I think it's something flash forward-ish. I don't know if you guys are watching Flash Forward. Flash Forward is a TV show on NBC. Is it NBC?
Oh, no, didn't get canceled.
It got canceled, just one season.
Was it on Fox?
Really good. Yeah. I really love it. But it involved people going unconscious for 2 minutes and 2 minutes and 17
well,
seconds.
I don't think any of these birds went unconscious. I thought they went dead.
They were dead, right?
So, and but not to mention, there's a whole other story about the fish, too, in Arkansas. So
oh,
something's
yeah.
fishy about the birds dying in Arkansas and the fish dying.
We're talking about by the thousands.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's like a whole section, like a mile section of where the bird or these birds just died, fell over, hit the ground.
I mean, all in one night, that bird thing is freaky because the fish thing, it could be red tide or it could be
yeah, but
something
else.
I hadn't
been able to research because there's been too much else going on. Are these two things going on in the same location in Arkansas?
Well, the mere fact that they're both in Arkansas, yeah. It's really it's really scary. So,
but that whole thing, the government saying, oh, the birds died because the fireworks did something to them. I'm like... Well, then,
there can't be that
were the country
fireworks.
Birds different than the city birds? Did the city birds handle stuff better? Because if it was for noise and explosions and stuff, there wouldn't be any birds in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And they shit on my car every day, so I know it ain't that.
No, not at all. It's got to be something else. I mean,
I think something was going on. I think some chemical got released somewhere and it affected the birds and probably affected the fish. And the government just don't want to admit they screwed up somewhere.
Yeah, so. I'm guessing something really fishy.
And if y'all from Arkansas birdie. And know any and live close to these areas that can give us some more detailed information, send us an email. Leave us a voicemail. Call us at 206-222-2327 and leave us a voicemail about what happened in your neck of the woods of Arkansas with all this and what you think about it.
If any of you guys are listening from Arkansas, let us know. Okay. So, Ray, you got movies.
I got movies. One of the things I've been looking at is what stuff's coming out first part of the year. So this is some of the main same stuff that I like. There's a bunch of stuff coming out between now and the end of March, but some of the big stuff that's kind of coming out this first part that it really interests me. The first one comes out January 7th. We got two movies that open that weekend. One is called Season of the Witch, and what's the other one called, Maynard?
Ong Bak 3. What is that? That's the foreign film, right?
That's the foreign film. Now, Ong Bak 1, I've watched, and I loved it. I think the look that I think that's how you say his name, the guy that's in it, as the Bruce, it's kind of like a Bruce Lee movie. I mean, it's all...
Is it Kung Fu?
It's Kung Fu and karate and
nice.
This cool-ass stuff. And I've got Ong Bak
Kung
2
Fu.
In my Netflix to watch, so... Mm-hmm. But I thought the first one was a cool movie. It's a very simple storyline. Some black market art dealer steal this Buddha temple, Buddha head, which is all bronze or something like that from the temple. And is this small, very poor town. And Tien, however you say it. I'm not good at
saying
it. Tien.
Tien.
Goes to whatever the main city is. And I think they're in Taiwan. Or I can't remember if it's Taiwan or Thailand.
It could be Taiwan because I don't know Thailand if Thailand has martial arts or anything.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they do. But probably anyway, he goes to the city to track down the head of the Buddha head. Get there, and it rolls in this thing. He gets involved in this fight competition to make money.
It could be Thailand. Yes, there's boxing there. There's kickboxing,
and it goes on. And you know, at the end, he saves the head of the Buddha statue, and it gets brought back to the temple and gets put in the temple. So, it was a very interesting little movie, and I liked it. The other movie coming out that weekend is called Season of the Witch, which is the Nicolas Cage movie, one of the two Nicolas Cage movies coming out the first part of the year.
Is he going to be Nicolas Cage as usual?
Probably. Nicolas Cage.
He does the same character in every time, anyway. So
it looks pretty. It looks like a pretty interesting storyline from the stories. There's a woman accused of a witch. I think Nicolas Cage is taking her to her trial to find out and prove she's a witch, and then a bunch of weird stuff happens. So it looks like it might be an interesting movie.
Mm-hmm.
The next big movie that I think a lot of us are looking forward to, at least the geeky nerdy guys are looking for is on January 14th, The Green Hornet.
Yeah. Starring.
Starring your favorite bear.
He's a cute bear. I forgot his name.
Rogan.
Rogan. Seth Rogan. Seth okay. Rogan. And who's playing Kato? You should know.
I can't remember. Must be
he's a chaser. See, that's a bear and a chaser.
A hot, very hot.
You know hot what? Asian we should guy. Go. You and I, Ray, should go as Green Hornet this coming. There you go. You can be Seth Rogen, I'll be Kato.
Well, we got 2 weeks to get a costume together. So
okay.
And the Green Hornet looks pretty good from all the previews. Hopefully, they did not mess that up. On January 28th, The Right.
What's that about?
Unless I got to go look because I can't remember. Sorry. Oh, my God. I went scroll down too far.
The fun. Right is... The sequel right. would be is... The Wrong. The Left. No. The Right, I don't know. I've never heard of it. Is it a foreign film?
Oh, The Right. I got it spelled wrong. The Right. It has Anthony Hopkins in it, and he plays a priest that is that heads up the exorcism school at the Vatican.
Ah, okay, I saw that.
So, and it's all about
a preview for
The darkest. It's about a younger priest coming to study under him. Anthony Hopkins introduced him to the darker side of the Catholic faith, and uncovering the devil's reach into one of the holiest places on earth, and even that the Vatican's being hit up all the time by demons, and they're having to do exorcism in the Vatican. So, you know, I always like exorcist movies, so it looks like it'll be pretty cool, and it's got Anthony Hopkins in it, so. Mm-hmm. Next should coming up, we have The Eagle, which has Tatum Channing in it.
The Eagle.
Which is about one of the lost legions of Rome that went into Scotland and they just disappeared. Mm-hmm. And Tatum Channing plays the son of the general that gets sent, that he goes there with another legion trying to find out what happened to his father. So, whether it's just a pretty boy movie for Channing to sit there and look pretty in his little Roman armor and running around in fights and stuff, we'll see. But it looks interesting. The one I'm kind of looking forward to is on February 18th is I Am Number 4.
That is interesting. Are they aliens, supposedly?
Well, they're supposedly it's not aliens that come to Earth to hide out because their planet was destroyed by this other alien race.
Ah, okay.
And then one of them gets, then the bad aliens find, and they're all, of course, they're all hot-looking teenagers on here on Earth. And
with powers,
and the other bad aliens find them, and it's about them trying to hide out and survive, and it goes into that whole story. So that looked pretty and looked like it to me. It looks like it might be a good fluff sci-fi movie.
Yeah,
so you know, cute people blowing things up, you know,
cute people blowing things up.
I got, you know, I got alien powers. I can, you know, move things in my mind. Yeah. So, the next one is Drive Angry.
Drive Angry.
Which is the other Nicolas Cage movie coming out this year.
Is he becoming like the Kevin Bacon?
I guess so.
He's now.
This is the one about. Oh. This is the one where it's based on a comic book where he comes back from hell to protect his grandchild. His daughter's child.
It's not Ghost Rider.
It's not Ghost Rider. It's Ghost Rider's cousin, I guess, you know.
Ghost Rider's cousin. So, but it's still Nicolas Cage.
It's kind of a very similar storyline. But he comes back, and it's all about him going across country to try to find...
Isn't he running out of money? That's why he keeps getting these roles?
Well, I don't know. You know...
Was he selling his property or something?
What's Kiefer Sutherland's dad's name? Donald Sutherland?
Uh-huh.
He said... you know, he's never turned down a role. And he said, well, you know what? I'm an actor. I need a paycheck like everybody else. He said, the movies might suck. The parts, the characters that are written for me to play might suck. He said, I go in there, I do my best. I get a paycheck, and I go home. And I don't feel bad. You know, he's like, I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
So if I get offered,
like in Virus. Donald Sutherland was in Virus. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a very good portrayal of Donald Trump.
You know
Sutherland.
What? He got a paycheck, and I can't argue with him.
He got paid.
So, the next movie. Now, this one is the kind of interesting with Matt Damon in it. It's called The Adjustment Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow he does something to alter fate, and then he has to deal with the Adjustment Bureau, and these are the guys that go around and make whatever fate is dealt you happen. and he did something to change that, or either for him, a girl that he's fallen in love with, and he's fighting them to keep them, her from dying, I think is what the storyline is.
Okay.
So, but it looks interesting, and it's got Matt Damon. It, you know, he's kind of cute anyhow, so.
Of course, it's Matt Damon. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Battle for Los Angeles, which I think is this kind of a another, what was that movie we just watched where the aliens come down and ate everybody?
Aliens that ate everybody.
Skyline.
Oh,
it's
kind of
like a Skyline movie, really? I think, from when I've read about it, and I hadn't had a chance to look at the videos for it yet. But basically, some meteorites land outside Santa Cruz, and these aliens come through and start eating and killing everybody.
It's either it goes to New York, or it goes to L.A., well, or San Francisco.
Or Arkansas.
Or Arkansas, I guess.
So, where's that? Where's the thing? Because there was something funny that I want to read about that. Ch-ch-ch. Oh, my God. Where's it at? Where did it go? Oh, Battle of Los Angeles. At the bottom of the screen, right? It's got Aaron Eckhart in it. So he's been in a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Eckhart, he's Two-Face in Batman, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, coast of Los Angeles. Minutes later, beachgoers witness a strange alien-like army oozing out of the water. These aliens are nasty, they're fast, and they kill on sight. Within seconds, they're shredding the suntanning populace to pieces and moving into the city of Santa Monica. Oh, watch out, Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. Marine Sergeant Nance leads his new platoon against a surprise attack on Los Angeles, attempting to rescue civilians of the Santa Monica and destroy the hub of the enemy's mysterious power grid, while similar epic battles are waged across the world in other cities. So, you know, it's like Independence Day Skyline type thing going on. So I thought it looked interesting.
Okay. That is so geeky, right?
I know. Well, most of this stuff is very geeky stuff. The next movie is Red Riding Hood. Let me read this one, because this
is that is that a fairy tale?
Well, let's see. Where did it go? Little Red Riding Hood, where'd you go?
Is it like a girl who's wearing red?
Well, it's kind of a takeoff of that story.
This is like Cinderella, but they made it a little bit modern.
Where did it go?
What? You're so prepared, Ray.
Well, I had all this stuff on here so I could just click on it, but I'm not seeing it. March 11th. Okay, working. I think I'm looking at the wrong date.
I'm having trouble reading my Google Docs. I think it's my network.
Well, anyway, Little Red Riding Hood is a retelling of the story, and Red Riding Hood is in love with one guy, but she has been promised to another man, mm-hmm. who's a wealthier man in town, and that's the marriage her dad's arranged for us. And, well, one of them turns out to be a werewolf.
Okay. How convenient. It is like, it is Riding Hood. Okay.
So, and I don't know where it happened. I'll find it. Anyway. So, the last one, the last two is Beastly. I think we've talked about Beastly before because it's about a very good-looking young man that does something and he gets cursed by a woman and he loses his looks. And it's kind of like a Beauty and the Beast thing. Mm-hmm. And he has to find love within a certain amount of time that will love him for even regardless how hideous he is.
It's like Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. Okay. He has to find somebody to love him. So that's kind of what it's based on. So it looks pretty good. And they've been talking about it for a while now. So hopefully it will end up being a good one. And then the last one that I have that's kind of I found interesting was Paul.
Paul.
Now, if y'all like Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, I think
Nick Frost going to be there?
I think you will like it because Simon Pegg and Nick Frost are in this.
Oh, my God.
They reunite for the common adventure Paul as two sci-fi geeks who pilgrimage takes them to America's UFO heartland. While there, they accidentally meet an alien who brings them on an insane road trip that alters their universe forever.
Nice.
So it looks like
it's
going to be
Nick Frost again. Woo! Woof. So. I like Nick Frost. Anyway, you got to keep moving, Ray.
So anyway, that was that's what I got up so far for okay. coming through everything.
Yeah, so those are movies, Ray's recommendations, and I'm looking forward to The Green Hornet. I like that.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of other stuff coming out that I didn't put on the list, like Rango, the Johnny Depp cartoon. Mm-hmm. What else was there? Oh, Lord, there's a documentary coming out called Lord of the Dance, which documents the whole dance thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Irish dance, folk dance stuff.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of stuff coming out. So,
all right.
And there's a bunch more coming out in April, and we'll go into that later on. But
okay. But anyway, so Ray, we gotta move on. We have the
We got a winner, don't we?
We got winners.
We gotta find a wiener.
All the people are here in this plastic here. Okay, Ray, do your thing. Well,
I'm not gonna get naked on camera here. Not for Bear Podcast. You don't pay me enough.
All right, I need a drum roll. Hold on.
Okay.
First one is. Oh wait. What is this first? This is the.
Oh, this is the Bear City.
The winner of the Bear City DVD. There are two. We're giving out two. So here are the winners.
The wiener is Dave W.
Dave W. Okay.
Dave W.
All right.
Where's Dave W. from?
He's the last one to send an email, so he made it.
Oh, he made it. Okay.
I think it's from Houston. All right. So congratulations, Dave W. Okay. Next. The last one, the second DVD, is going to... Wait, hold on. Let me drum roll again.
Such great special effects here on the show.
Yeah.
One day we'll have it together and we'll all be professional. Eric R. from Houston. I think I know this Eric, don't I?
Yes. I know. Yes, Slut. Eric R. from Houston. Slut.
We're going to do a movie about Eric and call it Bear Slut in the City.
Congratulations, Eric. So, David W. and Eric R. Yes.
Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations.
Sorry, guys. Kyle. I tried to pull your name, but it just didn't come out of the cup.
Well, yeah.
Because he was harassing me about it Sunday.
I know. And he sent so many entries. You only need one entry. Okay. So, how about some...
We got some shout-outs.
Some shout-outs. What shout-outs? Who do you have?
I got a shout-out for Vincent Andrews, who is the former president of NLA International. Happy 35th birthday. Too bad you're no longer fresh leather.
You're getting old.
Yeah, and a big shout out to Terry for being there for me this weekend, and for Derek for listening to me vent some this weekend. So I appreciate both of y'all being there for me this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, as for me, what do I have? Who do I have? Shout out to Buck Ramsey. He's been contacting me lately, and it's really good to hear from him. And also Scott.
So did you set up a video time for y'all to film?
No, not yet, no.
Okay.
Buck. We'll have to film something. Yeah, I've been watching his videos on RocketTube. It's just like how it felt when I was watching it on XTube, yeah. But he's... There you go.
Yeah, that's what it felt like, I'm sure.
And, of course... I've been going around Bear Book too, and hopefully
you've been barebacking. What
we've been barebacking on Bear Book.
No, oh, okay.
We've been bear booking. No, very soon we're gonna have we're planning to have Scott, the maker of Bear Book. So stay tuned for that. So probably next week we'll schedule it with them. So okay, we're gonna wrap this up, I guess. Yeah. So Ray, what's up with you this coming week?
Hopefully after this weekend, there will be a lot of sadness that I can move past.
Yep.
There's also a lot of craziness. I was appointed back to the triad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because Carlos was one of the triads of Houston Area Bears. We don't. The Houston Area Bears doesn't have president, vice president, treasurer, and secretary. We have a triad, which three people with equal power. So
yeah.
And Carlos is one of them. So Ray is gonna be
I'll be filling in. Temporary, because I got this week I have Bear Watch meeting number one Thursday night. So
oh, that's right. We have a meeting on Bear Watch. When is Bear Watch?
Bear Watch is May 20th through the 22nd. 23rd?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
I just keep thinking about it because it's almost the same dates as it was last year, but I think it's one day off this year.
It's always the weekend before
Memorial Day.
So if you guys are around the town, you're all welcome to come to Houston or to Galveston. Come to Galveston. It's going to be in Galveston. Yeah.
Come join us. The website should be up this weekend, I'm hoping.
Knock on wood.
The website will be up. Well, it's the wood part that's holding it. I was knocking on.
So bearwatch.net. Stay tuned and stay tuned, be able to.
And come join us. Our theme this year is Animal House.
Is it Animal House?
It's Animal House. And we're going to have a little toga initiation hazing stuff going on Friday night.
Okay.
The pool initiation. And then Saturday night we have our always world famous clothing optional pool and foam party.
Yeah. So is there going to be some kind of contest for the best toga?
We're working on it. We'll see. Okay. We'll have more details later. We're just having
this last year. We really did well. We did so good last year with our
apparently gays and having to dress up in costumes do very well as long as it's not considered drag. The bears seem to be okay with that. So
there's a fine line between
superhero costume superhero and drag queen. Very fine line. So
how about this one's fine line between a toga and drag queen is also possible, right?
Could be possible, so I know I got to start working on my toga because it's got to be fabulous.
Are you sure it's going to be a toga? I've never worn a toga ever. I'm going to try this year. I'm going to try this coming Bear Watch. So. Okay. All right. So again, thank you guys for all of you guys who sent in your entries for Bear City.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you for...
Is that the most response we've gotten for something?
There's a lot.
Yeah, there was a lot of them.
There was just a lot. Okay.
Well, good.
Good, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for supporting us. And Bear City... Actually, we might watch it tonight or maybe if we have time after this show. And thank you, everyone, for watching and listening to this show. And if you have any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com. Or you can call our voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
Our voicemail line is 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes. And leave your voice comments. We would like to hear from you guys. It's 2011. We haven't heard from you guys. And we'll play it in the show. Subscribe via iTunes or the Zune Marketplace. And follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.